Hello, and you are listening to Raider Radio on KKRN 88.5, Bella Vista and Round Mountain. I'm Billy Covert, a senior at Bernie High School. With summer coming to an end, students are starting to jump back into the groove of homework and school. As school is starting, that means the start of another fun year of Raider Radio, Bernie High School's student-planned radio show that takes place every first Friday of the month at 7:30, brought to you by Leadership Students. We will come to you with a 30-minute show with segments about popular and upcoming events, topics that are currently happening at Bernie High School, and current favorite songs from the students. This is the third year that KKRN has brought us in and allowed us to make Raider Radio. With Raider Radio being my senior project, I hope you enjoy every segment, and I'm extremely excited with the group of people that will be participating this year. Next up, we have our first segment interviewing current seniors on their senior project. Today, Monica Blanco will be interviewing Hunter Mostofi on his senior project. Welcome, guys.
Thanks, Billy. Hi, everyone. My name is Monica Blanco. I'm currently a junior at Bernie Junior Senior High School, or also known as BHS. Today, I'm going to talk to Hunter Mostofi about his senior project. So, Hunter, let's jump right into this. What was your senior project about?
My senior project involved me doing job shadows with all of the local police agencies here in town. I have gone on ride-alongs with the CHP, Sheriff, and Fish and Game departments. And for the community service aspect of my project, I'm going to give a presentation to the driver's education class of this year to teach them to be safe drivers and to also explain the reasoning behind certain restrictions to new, under-experienced drivers.
So who was your mentor during your senior project?
My mentor was Officer Eric Schmidt of the CHP department here in town. I chose him because he is very knowledgeable in his line of work, and he has had 30-plus years as a CHP officer. Another reason why I chose him is because he is a very good friend of my father's, and my father recommended him to me.
What would you say the most difficult part of your senior project was?
The most difficult part for me so far has been the long hours. In this line of work, officers have a lot of hours per day on patrol, and since I'm not used to those long periods of patrolling, it really wore me out. And I think another challenging part of my project will be presenting my driver safety presentation, because I tend to get nervous when presenting in front of a crowd of people.
How long would you say that it would take you to finish your senior project?
I have not finished my project yet, but I've gone on all of my ride-alongs with the different agencies, and all I need to do now is schedule a date to present to the driver's ed class in about third quarter of our school year. And so far, my project has been roughly 30 hours, with maybe another 5 hours to add on to it.
Why did you choose the job shadow for your senior project?
I chose to do this particular project in the hope of getting a better understanding of what particular part of law enforcement I would want to be a part of in the future. I have always wanted to become a law enforcement officer like my father, but I never knew which section in particular I would enjoy the most until I did my ride-alongs. And so far, I think I'm leaning towards the sheriff side of it.
Would you say your senior project changed you in any way?
I wouldn't say that it really changed me, but that it opened my eyes to how effective these law enforcement officers are in our communities and in our lives every day.
Now, what advice would you give to the juniors that are getting ready to start their senior project?
I would tell the juniors to get your project done as soon as possible, because if you decide to wait till your senior year and have to do your project and your senior paper along with all of the senior level classes that you have to take in the year, it puts a lot of stress on students. So my advice to them is to get your project done as soon as possible so you can make your senior year not as stressful.
Thank you, Hunter. Now back to you, Billy.
Thank you, Monica. Thank you, Hunter. Part of our radio show will be providing music that is popular among students of Bernie High School. Our first song will be Closer by Halsey and the Chainsmokers.
Hey, I was doing just fine before I met you. I drink too much and that's an issue, but I'm okay. It was nice to meet them, but I hope I never see them again. I
I know it breaks your heart. Moved to the city and I broke down crying. 4 years, no calls. Now you're looking pretty in a hotel bar. And I can't stop. No, I can't stop. So baby, pull me closer in the backseat of your Rover that I know you can't afford. Bite that tattoo on your shoulder. Pull the sheets right off the corner of the mattress that you stole from your roommate back in Boulder. We ain't ever getting older.
You. I forget just why I left you. I was insane. Stay and play that Blink 182 song that we beat to death in Tucson. Okay. Sheets right off the corner of the mattress that you stole from your roommate back in Boulder. We ain't ever getting older.
That was Closer by Halsey and the Chainsmokers. If you are just tuning in, I am Billy Covert, and you are listening to Raider Radio on KKRN, Bella Vista, and Round Mountain, 88.5. Next, we have Monique talking about 7th grade orientation.
Thanks, Billy. Hi, my name is Monique Gavely. I'm currently a senior at Burney High School. On Tuesday, August 16th, Burney High School held their annual roundup, where students of all classes come to get their class schedule and take school pictures. Myself and several other BHS students helped to lead the 7th grade orientation to show the groups of 7th graders around the high school as they start off their new year in junior high. The 7th graders were all extremely excited to see where all of their new classes were and learn how to use their lockers. While showing the students around the high school, it was really nice to get to know the new junior high students and see the excitement on their faces. I had interviewed 2 7th graders asking how their first 2 weeks have gone and what have they enjoyed most. Tyler only said that he enjoyed Spanish and lunches. Ivelina Cruz said she enjoyed hanging out with her friends and art. Thanks, Billy. Back to you.
Thank you, Monique. Up next, we have Principal's Choice. There Will Be Time by Mudford and Son.
Kept on me island, man. min wadi mi yiddemo ko antan wolli mi holli mi ko njidin mi oduna aduna what do you mean? In the cold light I live to love and adore you. It's all that I am, it's all that I have. In the cold light I live, I only live for you. It's all that I am, it's all that I have. Kwan holy me. Kariyo, you got been you kindarin. I see dakal mojad. What me eat them? What me eat them? And what me eat them? Quite a lot of me. What nani 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 me wamo. Oh, Johnny, 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 Johnny. So open up my eyes to a new light. I wandered round your darkened land all night. But I lift up my eyes to a new height. And indeed there would be time. But in the cold light I live to love and adore you. It's all that I am, it's all that I have. In the cold light I live, I'll only live for you. It's all that I am, it's all that I have.
If you just tuned in, that was There Will Be Time by Mudford & Sons on Raider Radio, brought to you by KKRN 88.5 Bella Vista and Round Mountain, featuring leadership students from Burney High School. Now we have Hunter Mostovi on the new classes at Burney High School.
Hello there. My name is Hunter Mostovi, and I'm currently a senior at Burney Junior Senior High School. During the summer of 2016, a couple of our experienced teachers, Mr. Bauer and Ms. Madden, attended several classes to learn how to teach the new advanced placement courses available at Burney High School. Mr. Bauer now offers an AP government class, while Ms. Madden has a challenging AP English course. So far, there are 9 seniors in the AP government class, with 8 seniors in the AP English class. The students are very excited to take these courses and earn college credit for their future school of choice. I talked with Mr. Bauer recently, and he told me that he believes that the students he has are very capable students. And even though the course is hard, he has confidence that the group he has will pass all of the class. And also, Mr. Harner has a new outdoor class, while Ms. Rose has a new high school agricultural class. There are a lot of students that fill up Mr. Harner's outdoor class. Well, there aren't as many students in Miss Rose's agricultural class. And I talked with Wyatt Hiblin, who is participating in Mr. Harner's outdoor class, and he says that he is very excited and really loves the class, and he knows that he will pass the class with ease. Back to you, Bill.
Thank you, Hunter. As someone who is taking both the new AP classes, I'm really enjoying them and can't wait to see all the things we learn. This year, Burney High School had multiple students that participated in a local Burney 4-H group at the 98th annual Intermountain Fair. All of these students did extremely well, and we are all extremely proud of them. All five of the Burney 4-H group lambs placed in the first and second in showmanship, which led them all into the master drive. One special sheep shower, Francie Ferguson, who raised the grand champion lamb in all of the fair, and one master shower in the intermediate age group. Two special pig showers, Megan Arsenault and Maddie Lunty, both placed first in showmanship, taking them to the master showmanship round, where Maddie Lunty took first and Megan Arsenault took third. Also, Burney High School's very own ag class competed, sending in a papier-mâché cow, which they took first for. Congratulations to all of the Burney 4-H members, and congratulations to all of the other students who raised a 4-H or FFA animal. While we like to play current songs, we also like to share some of our favorite older songs. To continue the segment, Oldies But Goodies, we will be playing Smooth Criminal by Michael Jackson.
Thank you.
you were just tuning in, you are listening to Raider Radio on KKRN 88.5. That was Smooth Criminal by Michael Jackson. Next, we have Eli Early talking about Burney High School sports. Welcome, Eli.
Hey, Billy. My name is Eli Early, and I'm currently a junior at Burney Junior Senior High School. The sports
slot next Wednesday and all other Wednesdays of the month until the first Wednesday of October. If you would like to attend upcoming home sports games, volleyball will be playing in Fall River for the Emblem F tournament, and football will have games on Friday, September 9th at UPrep and a home game on the 16th of September against Tupa Valley. Thank you for listening to Raider Radio, presented by students and staff from Burney High School. Billy.
Hunter.
Eli.
Monique.
Monica.
Thank you to KKRN for having us, and remember to tune in for our next show. To end the show, we'll leave you with our last song, Gravel to Tempo, by Haley Kiyoko.